The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions? Hello, Coach. Coach Fitzgerald, do we have you on the line?
Yeah, let's just go straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal.
Coach, I wonder for you guys, and you, as you played there and coached there a long time, with so many large alumni bases in Chicago kind of being the hub for so much, kind of the capital of the Midwest, every week it's 15,000, 20,000 people from the opposing team in Ryan Field. How does that, I guess you get used to that, how does that impact you not having the distinct home advantage that maybe some other programs have?
Well, I don't focus on what we have compared to others. I focus on what are our strengths. And, it's no secret that we've got one of the smaller alumni bases with only having 8,000 students, here a year. So you're talking about graduating about, 1,500, 2,000 students a year. And that is what it is. We've worked hard, over my time here. We've made a marketing play to become Chicago's Big Ten team. And, we're starting to get more Spartan alums that come out and watch us play, not just for the Michigan State game or the Iowa fans that live here that, we're not just playing the Hawkeyes. So we're building it one fan at a time. And, until we can get there consistently on the field, we'll still continue to have that type of opportunity. But, I look at us compared to the other privates, too, in the country that are similar to us, that are building their brands. And I think we're ahead of the curve and trending in the right direction.
Wanted to ask one more question on a different subject. Michigan State's defense that really struggled last year is taking a turn statistically quite a bit, and a lot of that I think has to do with pass rush or whatnot. But what have you seen from them that's made them able to take this turn and get back to a competitive level?
Well, I think you just read the articles, and again, I'm not there, but you read the articles and you see that they're on the same page. Communication is better. Execution is up. I see Mark's comments about the defensive line, and then you watch the tape and you see multiple waves of guys, and it starts up there. Chris Fry's been in this league for a long time and made a ton of plays at the linebacker position, and he's really impressive to watch. And in the back half is very athletic, younger from a starting standpoint, but playing a lot of guys and very athletic. And then, Michigan State's defense is a high energy, going to be in your face, pressure outfit that puts a lot of pressure on you schematically, let alone just the talent. So our offense will have their hands full. There's no doubt about it. I think last year was a unicorn. I think last year was an anomaly for, what you see from Coach D'Antonio's teams and to see the way that they've responded. You probably get this from every coach in our league. None of us are surprised. They're very well coached. They're very talented. And just see them playing on the same page and playing really hard for each other.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is from Dan Perry, NFL Media.
Hey, Pat, what stands out in your mind when you think back to recruiting Godwin Igwebuke and your first impressions of him?
Well, Godwin was a very talented high school football player. We recruited him as a running back and as a defensive back and told him he could make up whatever, his mind on whatever position he wanted to play. And, we get through signing day, and then, we're reporting, even talking to him over the summer. He still hadn't made up his mind, and when he reported for camp, I asked him which playbook he wanted, and he chose defense, which kind of fired me up as a former defensive guy. So, he's just a really talented guy that has worked extremely hard and is playing really good football for us.
What impresses you about him most now that you've had him in the program for 5 seasons?
Just first of all, just who he is as a person. He's really developed as a leader, but he's a genuinely terrific teammate. He always has been, and to see the way he has, really taken that next step when he's been put into a position of leadership from his teammates when he was named captain has been just incredibly impressive to watch that maturation. And, like Ibrahim Campbell and Brian Peters, who's with the Texans now, a couple safeties that we have out in the league, You know, I think Godwin's best football is still ahead of him. I think he's going to play on Sunday for a long time and be a very productive player.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, as busy as you are with all the things you have on your plate, how much time do you budget for the coaches' poll each week?
Well, I'm not active in the coaches' poll, probably because of that, for that reason. You know, Todd, before Todd Barry took over, you know, Coach Taft of the AFCA gave me an opportunity to be a part of it. And I declined just because, you know, it was, I think, maybe my second year as a head coach. And, you know, I just got my driver's license, so I needed to spend time on my team. And, you know, I think since then they try to move or keep the number, I think, the same by conference. And I'm not sure we've had a lot of movement in our voters in the Big Ten. There's been a couple years that there's been some coaching changes, and I've been asked to step into it. And I would allocate probably about a half hour to it a week. I would have our director of communications get me a lot of information on teams, and then I would read through those things. And then obviously I have great knowledge of maybe the non-conference teams that we played, crossover tape we saw in those games, and then obviously teams within our league. And then I would run that by our director of communications, because once I started voting, I wanted him to have a little bit more active role in doing some research for me. So that's part of the reason why I don't do it, is that I don't feel like I have enough time to really truly give it a true opinion, because I don't have time to watch all these games. You know, you say just raising or coaching the team. I'm also trying to raise three boys with my wife. So any free time needs to get my rear end back home.
Do you think, have you talked to other coaches about that? Do a lot of other coaches have that same sort of viewpoint or opinion on it?
You know, I can't tell you that I've had long, extended conversations with anyone. I think it's a privilege to be able to have that voting right. And I believe coaches, you know, we should have a voice. You know, our coach's trophy is the, you know, obviously the oldest national championship trophy. So, you know, that symbol of supremacy, as Coach Taft coined it. And, you know, I think it's important that we do it. And I believe if you are a coach that participates in it, you need to do it. You can't have your athletics communications director do it for you. You got to be all in and do it, and that's a challenge and it's tough. But if you commit to something like that, that's what my opinion is on what you need to do, and that's why I choose not to do it. I'm not going to go into it half rear end. I'm either all in or I'm not, and that's why I've chosen not to do it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, next question is from Paul Banks with Sports Bank.
Hi, Pat. How's it going?
Great, Paul. How are you, partner?
Excellent, excellent. After the game on Saturday, there's a lot of talk about all the defense being played in this league. Your game combined scoring was 27 points. Michigan State's was 26. Flashing back to last year, there was combined 94 points in that contest. So where do you think this game is going to go tempo-wise, pace? Do you think it's going to be kind of in the middle, high scoring, low scoring?
Yeah, that's kind of fun to talk about on a Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, I think they're two really good defenses. Obviously, statistically, the Spartans are at the top of almost every category in the Big Ten, if not the country. So we're going to have our hands full offensively, and I think we're developing on defense. We're playing a lot of young guys, and now we're seven games in, so they're not young anymore. They're seasoned, and they need to just continue to be consistent. But I definitely think two defenses that, you know, pride themselves at playing together. And I think, again, like I thought going into the Iowa game, you know, you're going to have to fight for every millimeter out there and every inch. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Paul. Be well, buddy.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.